Sports Gambling Podcast is brought to you today by Amazon. Amazon, your lead pipe lock for online retail. Log on to sportsgamblingpodcast.com and click the Amazon link to support the podcast. Welcome, everyone, to the Sports Gambling Podcast. I am Sean, stacking the money green with my partner in picks, Ryan Real Money Kramer. Speaking of real, your New York Knickerbockers look like they're in real trouble, Ryan. We are taping this on a Saturday. They are down at halftime in Game 6 in Indiana. Will the New York Knicks live to see Game 7?
Yeah, I mean, I still feel like all it takes is the refs to tighten up a little bit in the second half, and it'll be fine. I don't know. I think the biggest surprise for me is George Hill in this series. Like, he's the guy that's kind of made the difference. So you could tell when he was out, and now he's back. I don't know. I'm not super up. I'm kind of pissed at the Knicks for getting me into basketball again.
Sucked you right back in. What do you think?
It's all right, though, because I'm really excited for this Memphis team. Been enjoying watching them.
What do you think is J.R. Smith's problem as far as shooting? Why do you think he's been so cold this series? Or just
because he's a shooter? He was super hot. Now he's super cold. That's what shooters do. You regress to the mean, Sean.
Yeah, it is funny though that
I don't like how people are overthinking this. People are really over. Look, he's just not hitting his shots.
Yeah, no, there's nothing else to
it. The guy was shooting 50% for a while. He's like a 38%, 40% shooter, especially from three. He's not a guy who's going to put in half his shots. He was for a while. Now he's not. His average is now what it should be.
Yeah. I guess it's just funny because everyone said the Knicks are going to have trouble because they're a shooting team, and that seems to have been what's happened. They went cold, and they're struggling.
Look.
Same thing with Oklahoma City. They shoot too many jump shots.
Well, look at all the teams, right? I mean, Charles Barkley always says it. You don't win by the jump shot. You die by the jump shot. And
why do guys like that not realize that? I mean, it seems like that was a big part of LeBron's transition is just not settling for jump shots.
He's a bad example because he's like a freak of nature.
That's true.
But I think it's more of a team thing. It's less about a person and more about a team. I mean, you're a jump shooting team. Like OKC, who is kind of an exception because they have two incredible athletes, but they're a jump shooting team. Golden State, jump shooting team. Look how great they looked one game and bad they looked the next game. That's what happened. When you're a jump shooting team, yeah, think about the Magic those years with Dwight Howard. When they were hitting those threes, they could beat you by 25, but if they were missing them, they could lose by 25.
Yeah. Now I guess it's just funny because everyone said, oh, hey, these shooting teams will have trouble once the playoffs comes around. And I don't think it's that they have trouble winning per se for small periods of time. It's just that over a 7-game series, eventually that's going to just the numbers aren't there. Like
that's
you're going to hit low enough averages just through that cycle that you're not going to be able to compete.
Well, that's kind of the interesting thing about basketball playoffs is the better team usually wins because the sample size is big enough.
Yeah. 7 games. It's tough for a worse team to win 4 out of 7 games.
Yeah, I mean, I guess you could say the same thing about baseball. I mean, typically the better team wins because you're playing 7 games. It's not a 1-game playoff like college basketball or NFL or college football this year, Sean. I don't know. It's just hockey's kind of the anomaly when it comes to the 7-game series just because the team playing better at that moment seems to always win. But I think in the NBA, the better team wins most series. Would you agree with that?
Yeah, no, I would say so.
And if you look at the times where the better team doesn't win a series, it's because they're probably a jump shooting team and they went cold.
I got an argument with my brother. He was saying that OKC would have definitely. He was making a case that OKC would have won if Russell Westbrook would have played, and I was saying I don't think so, because I think if anything, obviously Oklahoma City would have had a better chance, but I think Memphis still would have won without Russell Westbrook, or I mean with Russell Westbrook playing for the OKC, just because his problem, he almost adds to the jump shooting problem. You know what I mean? Like, he's taking a ton of shots
What was the final series? 4-1?
Yeah, no, game they won was 4-1. The last second shot.
They could have easily been swept, first of all.
Yeah, the one win they had was second the last second shot.
Yeah, I mean, Russell Westbrook actually led their team in shots. I definitely think it's a great series if he's playing. I mean, look, you're a shot away from getting swept. That mean without your best player, sure, maybe you win in 6-7. Maybe losing 7, but I think those teams, the matchup is difficult for OKC when it comes to. I think Memphis could have handled Russell Westbrook better than it wasn't like they Russell Westbrook was going to help defend Marcus Gasol or Zach Randolph.
Yeah, I guess that was my point, is that the same problems they had of taking too many jump shots and not being able to handle the inside game, that wouldn't have.
Yeah, I mean, at the end of the day, I don't think they lost because they couldn't score enough. I think they lost because they couldn't stop Memphis.
Yeah, no, definitely. Oh, man. It is funny, though, like Oklahoma City, these small market teams that go crazy even after they lose.
Like, no, I like that. I like that. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
I don't know.
I mean, all right, look, Sean, you grew up, you came from the East Coast, as did I. We now live in L.A.
Yes.
It's a hard thing for people out here to understand, but it's annoying when you are amongst a fan base or a group of people that really don't give that much of a shit. Sure, there's Laker fans in this city. I will say there's a couple Kings fans, and they're all pretty into the Kings. But the Lakers and Dodger fans who like their teams, they're real casual about it. And it's kind of like, so I like fan bases to get into their teams. I mean, I remember growing up and everyone watched the Giants game or the Jets game or the Yankees, you know.
Yeah.
Don't
get me wrong. I think Oklahoma City's cool. I'm glad a market worked out, or like a small market team worked out for the NBA there. I'm just saying it is hilarious that they get knocked out in the second round and still get like a standing ovation from the crowd.
You know what? OKC at least makes sense because they're a great team and they lost. They didn't have one of their best players. That feels a little more normal. Golden State, on the other hand, you feel like they're kind of like the retarded little brother, stepbrother even, who just gets excited for everything. That crowd is crazy.
I think it's almost the other way around. I think they should have been a little bit frustrated with Oklahoma City's play and shouldn't have given them the standing ovation, whereas I felt like Golden State exceeded expectations.
Oh, yeah, no, definitely.
So that you can look at the Golden State season and see it as a win. You can't look at the OKC season and see that as a win. That's a disappointment.
But as soon as Russell Westbrook gets hurt, the expectation, like, they're not expect. The fact that they're not expected to beat Memphis, I don't think.
Well, but then I think we got to.
Memphis was favorite, Sean.
Maybe we got to reexamine how we're looking at Kevin Durant. People want to put him up there as a LeBron or possibly the next Kobe. I think if he is that kind of next guy or that very top-tier player, I think you could have – I think his performance left a lot to be desired.
You're falling into the trap. Just like every year we forget that jump shooting teams are probably going to lose in the playoffs. Who's the last guy that won it by himself, Sean? Why do we always talk about guys copping out because they can't do it by themselves? Who's the last guy to do it by himself? Who's the last guy to come close? LeBron?
Yeah.
No one does it by themselves. This Michael is crazy. Jordan? He didn't do it by himself.
I don't know. No, I mean, Kevin Durant still had some decent pieces around him.
No.
So there's no decent players besides Russell Westbrook.
Look, Kendrick Perkins is garbage, and you can't play him down the stretch. He can't shoot free throws.
He went 5-for-21. Serge, you can't say that's living up to the moment of the playoffs.
He's not a scorer.
Kevin Durant isn't a scorer.
Oh, no, not Kevin Durant. Yeah, Kevin Durant didn't have a great game.
Right, that's what I'm saying.
One bad guy. Honestly, I'm not a huge Kevin Durant fan, but I can't remember too many games he's had bad games. He's had one bad game. Now, I'm just saying,
I think he didn't have a good series.
I think he had the game-winning shot. He had some really, game one, he scored a shit ton.
I don't know. I think, well, also, I think that's part of his problem. We talk about jump shots. That's annoying when you had that. He missed that last one where they could have the one game. You got to take it in. You can't. I don't like the idea of pulling up for the jump shot in transition.
That's
like
his shot, though. I mean, that's a shot he hits half the time.
Yeah, but you're down 2 points. Why not take it to the rack? You could get. I mean, you could get an and one.
The real situation, the real reason that OKC lost is they had Derek Fisher on their team. And Derek Fisher, did you enjoy watching Derek Fisher fuck up? First with that shot, that heaved three-pointer with like 10 seconds left. And second, when he just threw the out-of-bounds pass to the other team.
That's, Derek Fisher hitting the wall.
Everyone hates Derek Fisher. It's great.
He's unlikable. I don't know why.
Derek Fisher is the, he's almost, now that Laker fans even hate him, he's getting the Joe Buck status. And somehow he's the president of the Players Association.
That is weird how he's so unpopular with fans, but obviously popular enough with the
players. Well, there are even stories. There are even stories that the players don't respect him enough for him to be the president.
But then how do you get to be president? I don't know the politics of that. Maybe he's intelligent, or maybe he knows how to talk to the others.
This may be a controversial comment, Sean, but perhaps it's because he was the lightest-skinned black guy in the league.
That could be it. Yeah. That could be it. All right, Ryan, what do we got here? Let's break down the Western Conference Finals. We got the Memphis Grizzlies going to San Antonio. How do you see the shaking out?
I told myself as soon as you knew the matchup, I was like, I really hope the Spurs aren't dogs in this. Because I like Memphis. I don't think they should be favored, though. But I like taking them. And to my surprise, Grizzlies are plus 115. That's a bet I'll definitely be making. I like this team. I think the Spurs showed some weakness in this last series, even though they played well. I don't think it's a good matchup. I don't think they really have anyone that can. I mean, think about it. Tim Duncan, Matt Bonner, Tiago Splitter. Can they stop Zach Rand? I mean, Kendrick Perkins and Serge Ibaka and Nick Collison are much better players. And
Marc Gasol. Who would have thought it? But Marc Gasol looks unguardable.
Yeah. Turns out that fire sale trade back 6 years ago when Pau Gasol was traded for the rights to his brother didn't work out so well. Well, I guess the Lakers won a championship.
Yeah,
but.
Pau was a much better player back then. So you got Pau for some of his prime years. But it is funny that Memphis has taken a lot of heat for both those trades. The trade that got them Marc Gasol and the most recent trade where they got rid of Rudy Gay. And yet they're in the conference finals for the first time.
The reason, I mean, I would go as far to say is I think they got a little lucky with the Rudy Gay trade. They were simply dumping salary. I understand that they made a calculated trade. And look, at the end of the day, I'd still rather have Rudy Gay. I guess the one positive it gave you is that it gave Mike Conley some confidence. He now knows he's the ball handler on the team.
Yeah.
There's no question about that. But at the end of the day, in close games, they are lacking that perimeter guy who can kind of get his own shot.
So now you like Memphis going in this series. It's weird because I don't know. San Antonio is one of those teams where they're never appealing. You never find yourself rooting for San Antonio. But yet, I mean, they're a good bet, especially in the playoffs. Popovich knows how to coach this team. It's weird. Everyone thinks they're an old team, but they actually have a decent amount of young guys. But there's definitely some veteran experience as far as the bench and that kind of stuff. I mean, I think Popovich definitely the better coach, and they have a seventh game. So this feels like it's going to be a close series to me, and a close series, you got a better coach and home court and experience. I think I'm going to have to go Spurs.
Yeah, I think Collins is a really underrated coach.
The
difference for me is the Spurs. I really think Marc Gasol and Zach Randolph being out there takes Boris Diaw out of the game. He was huge in this last series. And I think without him, I don't think Tim Duncan's going to fare very well against Marc Gasol. I don't think anyone – I don't know who they're going to match up against Zach Randolph.
Yeah, that's true. But I think on the perimeter they're going to have some advantage.
Where?
Like Tony Parker.
But that's the thing, is I was thinking about it. Tony Parker's typically a matchup a problem with quickness. Mike Conley's quicker than him.
That is true.
He's a good defender. Then they have Tayshaun Prince and Tony Allen to go against Kawhi Leonard and Manu Ginobili. Just look at the matchups 1 through 5. Where does San Antonio have a decided advantage?
Yeah, I guess I just see this series being close. And in a close series, especially in the playoffs, I'm going to go with the more veteran team and the more veteran coach and the team who has an extra home game.
You know what I'm going to do, Sean? I'm going to take the team that relies a little bit less on jump shots.
Yeah, but I still feel
we
like...
We just talked about it.
That's true.
San Antonio is just a well-oiled jump shooting team.
Yeah, they're like a better version of Golden State. 57-51, Knicks are down 6, just early third quarter tip. Okay, Ryan, so you're going to go Grizzlies, I'm going to go Spurs.
I'm definitely going to go Grizzlies. You want to break, should we look at the game
yeah,
one?
Yeah, give me game one lines.
Yeah, I really like Memphis. Like, I think Memphis could win this in 5-6.
Really?
Yeah.
It's an interesting prop. Let's pull up the All game right. one spreads.
Spurs by 4, over under 183. That feels right. That's
yeah.
correct, right?
I like I'll take Memphis plus 4 game one.
Yeah.
That's the thing. I just see this being a close series. So I probably in a series like this, I'm probably gonna take the dog most games, I feel like. Because
yeah,
I don't see either one of these teams getting worked. And it does feel like I feel like there's gonna be a couple games where it could come down to the last shot.
Yeah, I think Memphis is the better team.
All right, Ryan. So you got Memphis penciled in for the Western Conference
yeah.
Finals.
We'll have to check back with the East.
Yeah. It's just going to be who is Miami going to dominate.
Yeah.
Who do you think? Obviously, you're a Knicks fan, but don't you think Indiana has a better chance of beating the Heat?
If the refs continue to call games like this, yeah, definitely. I mean, the Heat go to the line of crap. If they're letting them play... Then the Pacers have a shot.
Yeah, but you're telling me LeBron James and Dwayne Wade aren't going to get calls?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. If for whatever reason they don't get as many calls as they normally do, I think the Pacers have a shot. I do have the Pacers to win the East at 8 or 10 to 1.
Oh, nice.
So I got a little going there. Yeah, I don't know. I mean, we talked about this before the playoffs started. Miami's going to win the championship.
I know. It does feel like.
Although. I would love to see Miami-Memphis. That's an interesting matchup. Miami doesn't really have anyone to guard Gasol and Randolph either.
Yeah, that is true. I think the Spurs, they would work. But I think there's at least some matchup issues there. Because,
again, Tony Allen and Tayshaun Prince for Wade and LeBron.
No, yeah, I think that would be a solid matchup, or at least the most interesting result.
Sure.
And if you're... David Stern, you got to just be kicking yourself, especially if the Knicks end up losing.
For not fixing the Knicks-Miami series?
Well, you're going to get Indiana. I mean, Miami, obviously, you won in there. That's a big draw. But then this Memphis-San Antonio series, that's going to be a ratings nightmare.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
I mean, compared to other potential matchups?
I mean, look, you weren't really expecting Chicago. I mean, Miami's a big draw anyway, a lot of people watch this because LeBron James is playing. But you wanted OKC, maybe even Golden State. That's kind of interesting.
Yeah, I feel like they're kind of drawing in the outside fan just
for
the fun shooting.
Yeah, Memphis not drawing in the outside fan. And San Antonio, so many people hate them, bottom line.
Yeah, people actively are annoyed by San Antonio, and Memphis plays kind of a quote-unquote boring physical style, so that doesn't help. With the ratings as well. Okay, Ryan, let's see. What else do we got going on in the sports world?
You want to pretend to talk about hockey for a second?
Sure. Let's
All
check
right.
over in hockey. Give me a All quick
right.
update.
Pittsburgh leads Ottawa 2-0 in the quarterfinals. Boston leads New York 1-0. The LA Kings, who are – I actually watched the game the other night. They're back to their winning – they're hot. Like, they might win the cup again. They're up 2-0 against San Jose, and Chicago and Detroit are tied at 1.
Now, who's the one that beat Toronto? Was it the Bruins, right?
Yeah, that crazy comeback.
Yeah, they were down 4-1 or 3-1 in Game 7.
Yeah, Boston's strong. They, God, it's funny because Boston's playing New York right now, but I'm not. I grew up a Devils fan, so I also hate the Rangers, so I'm in this weird spot where –
You're
not that I really
for.
Care about hockey, but I'm certainly not rooting for – I hate the Rangers, so I'm not rooting for the Rangers.
Not rooting for the Rangers. All right, Ryan. Let's let's address the elephant in the room. The NFL.
No.
NFL is coming around. Only a lot of news and notes. First off, Chip Kelly instituting a new food system. No junk food. Got rid of all the, you know, horrible, fatty, greasy food that Andy Reid's program was known for. It's lean, mean protein. Guys are working really hard. A lot of competitions for starting jobs. A lot of jobs up for grab. It could be, you know, it's just he's bringing in a whole new regime. Fans are really excited. Ryan, how worried are you about the Chip Kelly era?
Yeah, this is when the college teams start, or the college coaches start losing the teams. You don't control professionals like this.
I agree that with that statement, but I think switching out some healthy food is not gonna lose players.
Okay.
I mean, I don't think that's a big deal. Now, if he's a real hard ass, maybe he'll start losing players, but I think that's a pretty good idea.
It's just fun. I mean, everyone's excited. Everyone was excited when Steve Spurrier came in the league. Everyone was excited when Bobby Petrino. Let's see him play.
Yeah, let's see him
play. Who do they open the season against? The Redskins?
Monday night in D.C. Now, that's ideal. I got to be honest. Eagles are getting 4.5 points week one against the Redskins. RG3 will not be 100%. Although our buddy Matt claims that RG3 is going to be fine. He's 100%.
Yeah, I don't want this to be true, but he's clearly got a little of that Adrian Peterson gene in him.
Really?
I think he will be ready.
Why? Have you seen video of him running?
Just every report is ridiculous.
Yeah. But I feel like some of that's the local press in D.C., trying to hype DC him up.
Press
I feel like,
is very pessimistic.
Yeah, but not with RG3 though. RG3 is like the great white talking hope. Like they're behind RG3. Then I don't know. For the Eagles, you got to like that as a.
Yeah.
I mean, if you obviously
it's a good time to play him, right?
Yeah.
Although I kind of think that you want to play the Eagles early or late this year. I think they're going to get hot in the middle of the season, but
really?
I think there's going to be the growing pains, so the first four games, then the middle eight, they might be decent, and then people are going to catch up to them week 12 through 16 with their stupid offense, and it's just...
See, now I was thinking it was almost the other way around, like that they were going to sneak by, people weren't going to know how to play it. In the same way that the Wildcat worked pretty well those first few weeks, I think...
See, I think it's going to take them... I think his system's pretty complex, and it's going to take them a little while.
So you think they won't even have it mastered by the first few weeks?
Yeah.
Okay, maybe there's something to that. I don't know. Usually anything too gimmicky is not going to work, but I do like the idea that they're going to run a lot of plays in the same way that the Patriots run a lot of plays, just a lot of quick plays on offense.
And the players probably don't respect the fact that he cheated. Just going to throw that out there.
Yeah, all the guys on the team have lost respect for Chip Kelly.
Look, Michael Vick is a changed man. Maybe he can mentor Chip Kelly.
That would be really awesome. Mike Vick giving lessons on morality to Chip Kelly about how cheating doesn't pay.
All right, do you want to quick go over the over-unders?
Yeah.
We'll just talk about
some. We'll do this multiple times, but let's do a quick
just a couple. Any teams you're interested in. I'll take two teams.
Okay,
I haven't looked at these yet, really. So.
Well, we were talking about the Chiefs.
Yeah, so
now, the Chiefs were, we talked about this early on, Alex Smith, he had the highest QB rating when he got benched. You're getting a very efficient guy like Alex Smith, which would excel in an Andy Reid type offense, I would think. They had, you know, whatever, 5-6 Pro Bowlers last year. They got a stud offensive lineman. They are kind of putting together the pieces. You still have a couple lame ducks in San Diego and Oakland in the division. They are kind of priming the pump for a good year. Everything leads me to believe that the Chiefs are going to be 8-8, 9-7. The only thing that makes me think otherwise is I feel like too many people are talking about the Chiefs.
So I guess Vegas doesn't think that highly. The line's 6.5, -120 on the over. But here's the thing. Their weakness was basically their offensive line last year. They solidified that. They upgraded their quarterback, and they already had the skill positions. Jamal Charles, Dwayne Bowe. They had a good defense last year in spite of all that.
How many games did they win last year? Four?
Two.
Two.
And Andy Reid's a good coach.
Yeah, you had a significant upgrade at the offensive line, the quarterback, and the coach. I feel like that's worth five games at least.
All right, Sean. Any other teams?
I like the over on the Chiefs.
Yeah, definitely. Any other teams you're interested in this year? Your Eagles, how about that?
Oh, okay, I don't know this. This is interesting. Now, let me guess.
Let's guess it.
Okay.
I'll say this. I don't think you're going to come close. I'll set the line is 1.5 at how close you get.
Oh, wow. Okay. So you're setting a line.
I'll go 2. I don't think you're going to get within. No, I'll say 1. I'll stick with 1.5.
So the over-under of how close I am to the Eagles' win total.
Yeah.
All right. They won 4 games last year. Now, they brought in Chip Kelly, some supposed nice draft picks. They lost some guys, but guys weren't performing that well. A lot of hype with Chip Kelly, but is Vegas buying into that hype? Is the gambling public laying money on the Eagles? I'm going to say their over-under win total is 7.5.
Oh, you got it. It's 6.5.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, 6.5.
Now, Ryan, you're a betting man. What do you say? 7 wins for the Eagles this year?
The juice is -150 on the over. Yeah, it's going to be tough. Not a good division to be showboating with your bullshit offense.
I love how the offense is bullshit. You haven't even seen it yet, Ryan.
I watched them at Oregon. It was bullshit at Oregon.
Bullshit at Oregon? They were a good team.
Because they cheated. Oh, did I lie? Did I say something wrong?
So you're saying Mike Vick, all his grades at Virginia Tech were legit. You're saying there was no shenanigans. He was not paid any money at Virginia Tech.
Yeah.
Frank Beamer runs a completely
clearly
clean
Virginia's
program.
Tech's not cheating, dude. Clearly.
You don't think – okay, so you think Mike Vick, there is no grade shenanigans.
No. He didn't get good grades.
Yeah, but he got good enough grades to play. You think he got good enough grades to play on his own? Michael Vick.
Yes. He probably had some tutors.
Okay. So you think he was committed enough to learning?
Yes.
Okay. All right, Ryan. Let's pick another team here.
All right. Let's see. I mean,
what about our Dallas Cowboys?
Oh,
Cowboys. You were just talking about Jason Garrett.
Well, once again, the gambling gods have given us a gift. The Cowboys over under is once again 8.5.
Oh man, another easy one. What is a
+120 on the under?
Wow. I'm gonna actually take it this year. +120 on the under.
What do you mean?
That feels good.
Yeah. Jason Garrett just got his play calling duties taken away from him. Jerry Jones was quoted when he hired Jason Garrett. One of the main reasons we hired Jason Garrett is his expert play calling ability.
Why did Jason Garrett not get fired? Is it?
Because Jerry Jones doesn't want to look like an idiot. Huh.
Now, throughout history, has there ever been a time where a guy was stripped of his play calling duties and that worked out?
No. No. Sometimes guys have given up, like Andy Reid has given up his play calling duties.
Yeah, but I feel like that was a different sort of scenario where he felt the offensive coordinator had a better
handle. He's deciding. He's a great coach who decided he's going to let his offensive coordinator call plays. Yeah, I don't know. One more?
Yeah.
Let's do one more.
Let's do two more.
All right. Super Bowl champion, Baltimore Ravens. Ooh, over or under?
Lost a lot of guys. The talk is in Baltimore that they're not gonna have any ability to come back this year. I don't know. Not a lot of talk of Iman Shumpert just hit a deep three to cut the Knicks to 4, 70-66. Spike Lee is raising his hands in celebration.
Of course he
does. Spike Lee fly on the team jet? How does that work, Ron?
Probably the safest way to go to Indiana without getting lynched, right? Anyway, Baltimore Ravens over under 9.5.
Wow. I don't know, man.
See, I'm down on the Steelers again, Sean.
Yeah. No, we talked about it last year. We weren't very high on the Steelers team. Wow. Another 3. Iman Shumpert. Was that 3 in a row?
Yeah. For those of you who don't know, he actually tore his ACL the same week that Derrick Rose did. He found a way to play in the playoffs, Sean.
Well, and also in Derrick Rose's defense, his knee has not been quite the same.
Yeah, it's in his head, though.
He has had knee issues, though.
Yeah, but the Bulls should have never released that he was cleared and it was up to him.
Well, that was the – I mean,
something's that's just messed up. That's messed up.
Something's going to come out. Well, it was his own doctor who released it. It wasn't the Bulls doctor. It was his own personal doctor. Wow, Amon Shumpert.
That was J.R. Smith.
Oh, sorry, J.R. Smith.
Jay Smooth.
4 threes in a row for the Knicks.
Wow.
We're just talking about how jump shooting cannot work in the playoffs.
Well, this is what happens.
The Knicks have come all the way back to tie things up. 72-72.
Another flop for Hibbert.
All right, Ryan.
All right, one more.
One more. We'll wrap things up.
So, yeah, I don't know. I was going through this, and not a ton of them shocked me, but I thought this one was a little shocking because I felt.
Oh, let's do the Colts. The Colts seem like a classic.
I was gonna say. We'll do two more then. Sure. I was gonna say I'm gonna let you guess this one.
All right,
Denver Broncos.
It's got to be 9.5, right?
It's 12.
Holy shit!
Even money on the under. I'm friends with a guy who likes the Broncos.
Yeah,
and he was like, "Yeah, this is probably about right." Peyton, man, we got Wes Welker, and I'm like, "Look, your offense wasn't the problem last year. It was your defense. And what happened to your defense? You got
lost
worse."
Von Miller.
Von Miller's point. No, it's Elvis Dumervil.
But those guys mixed up.
I love this under.
Yeah,
12 is high to begin with.
Right,
and you're giving me positive juice. And you're
Ryan, didn't you take the Patriots over 12?
Yeah, and I pushed.
Year? Yeah. That's the thing.
That was different. There's look at the Broncos schedule.
No, that's
schedule.
What I'm saying. The under is a really good play.
Yeah.
How many teams just win 13 games in the NFL?
Very hard to
do. It's so easy to lose 4 games.
Very hard to do.
11-5 is much more likely to me than 13-3, regardless of how good the team is, just because the way things can break.
All right, Sean, you're Indianapolis Colts. I'll let you pick the line.
Well, I like...
How many games did they win last year? 10?
Yeah.
Okay.
I think they're going to
And the
be,
line was 4.
Yeah, way over. I think the line is going to be at 8.5.
Okay.
That's my guess.
You're basically right. It's 8 minus 150 at this site, so that's that's pretty
so
much
probably,
the same thing. I got to be honest. I like the under.
I feel like they're going to go 8-8 next year. For me, this is probably a stay away.
Heavy
because of their division?
It's a heavy... this is a team that's going to regress. I mean, if you look
that's why I think they're going to regress 2 games.
Yeah. You look at Andrew Luck's numbers, and I know it was his first year, but his underlying numbers were not very good. He was a volume passer.
Yeah,
and,
but you also got to say... You also got to give it up. The guy did...
No, product of your environment.
The guy did have some nice clutch plays.
But... You also got to remember, he's, you know, new coach, new system.
Right. They're going to get film on him. They're going to figure him out a little bit more this year.
New offensive coordinator, sorry.
But that's the thing. I think I like the Colts at 8. I don't know. See, that's the thing. I don't know if I would love playing the under just because of their division.
All right. Well,
who's in their division? You got the Jags.
Yeah. Titans.
Titans and Texans.
Yeah.
I mean... Titans, what are they going to do this year?
I like the
Titans. Jags.
I like – this is going to sound crazy. I like the fact that they signed Sean Green. That now Sean Green and Chris Johnson will be in their appropriate roles.
But see, the Titans – I'm just –
Oh, you know what? Jake Locker's awful. Sorry, you're right.
It's like they just don't seem to have it figured out, Ryan. I don't know. I can't sign off on the Titans. I feel like their division's still fairly weak. I feel like they'll split with the Texans, and then they might win 3 out of 4 of those other games. So you're already looking – I wouldn't be surprised if they go 5-3 or maybe even 6-2 in the division. So that's why I think 8-8.
Yeah, I'm definitely not taking that over.
You don't – oh, wait, no. So they wouldn't go 6-2. They would go – so it would only be 6
four
games.
4-2.
Yeah, you don't think they can go 4-2 in
that
division?
No, I do. I just don't – I'm not taking the over on that.
No,
regardless.
I wouldn't. I feel like that's a stay away. I feel like 8 is right here because that's probably what they're going to end up with.
Just to close up, Giants are 9, which is they seem to be between 8 and 9 every year. The Jets are at 7. That's way too high. What are they doing?
The Jets are a great franchise. First off, David Garrard quit. You know it's bad when David Garrard is like, "Nah, I'm not even going to try."
They offer,
got David Garrard to give up on football, Jets. That's how bad your franchise is. You got rid of Tim Tebow, and David Garrard saw Mark Sanchez as the starting quarterback and was like, I can't compete.
Yeah.
He didn't feel like his knee could help compete in the starting job. Your first 2 draft picks, the first and second round, both fired their agents. And you just got, who's the Jets running back? Just got arrested.
They're going to cut him, Mike Goodson.
Mike Goodson for drugs They it sounded like he passed out in a car or something, side of the road, found a gun with hollow tip bullets in it, so.
What?
Because they want to sound like
Scarface. I understand that you got to be a hard motherfucker.
Well, it sounds like it's the other guy's gun, but still.
Why has everyone always got a gun? And why are they always trying to bring him to airports? Not that he tried to. I just, when these, the boxer who fought Mayweather brought a loaded, you didn't watch 24/7, the Showtime equivalent to, whatever the Showtime equivalent to 24/7 is. This dude brought a loaded weapon to an airport to get on a plane. Maybe it was the first time he was flying private. He didn't realize he had to go through security. I don't know.
All right.
Anyway.
Good times, Ryan. We're going to break down the Eastern Conference Finals as soon as it's figured out. Guys, tune in to the Twitter at Gambling Podcasts. And, rate, review us on Stitcher and iTunes for the Sports Gambling Podcast. I am Sean, stacking the money green, and he is Ryan.
Your pastor doesn't know everything.
Kramer, let it ride.